We're joined now by Coach Chris Brown as we talk Royal Valley boys basketball. The Panthers 17-1 on the season. Of course, last week spoke of the one loss by 1 point. But, Coach, this week the talk is about how your team has responded and bounced back. I knew it would be a really tough game again on the road at Nemaha Central last Friday night. But, man, your team played well. 62-42, a great win on the road to kind of wrap up the Big 7 League title for the most part. What did you see from your guys last Friday there in Seneca?
I thought defensively we were pretty locked in. We forced 20 turnovers and had 15 steals and, contested almost every shot they took, which lowered their percentage a little bit lower than it normally is. And, you take care of business on the defensive end. You don't have to be perfect on offense. And we were good on offense, but we certainly weren't perfect. And so it was nice to see, being that locked in defensively, especially after the rough game, earlier that week. So certainly a nice turnaround to see.
I know my counterpart broadcasted that game, and he was telling me that some of the shots that Noggs made in that game obviously had a good night scoring for your club that night, but it sounded like he made some pretty difficult shots look pretty easy at times there Friday.
Yeah, he definitely had a different mindset that night. He had been such a good distributor for us, and he still moved the ball when he needed to, but he definitely took on more of a lead scoring role and had 28 against Nemaha and then 26 last night against Hiawatha, basically in three quarters. So, he can score when he wants to and when he needs to. He's just so unselfish. Sometimes you don't see the big numbers, but if he feels the need to put them up, usually they get put up.
You mentioned the game against Hiawatha, 64-37, just a pretty workmanlike, convincing victory for your club, a game that was really never in doubt. I think you're up 36-18 at halftime. So you feel like it's just a continuation of this team getting better and continuing to play with great focus and energy right now?
Yeah, and it was in doubt for a quarter. They came out and played well in the first quarter and knocked down four threes and were doing some really nice things, and we were just kind of hanging on, doing just enough offensively to keep a small lead. And then it was the second quarter that we had our big run and we outscored them. I think we went on a 20-2 run to start the second quarter before they got the last bucket before half to make the quarter 20-4. So, extended it out there, and then kind of the same story in the third quarter where their shots stopped falling and we were able to knock a few down and get it up to 30-point running clock and get some of the younger guys in for the fourth. So that's always nice.
Mentioned the Big 7 League title, but one more game left in league play, and that is Sabetha at home on Friday night, a game we'll have broadcast here on 103.9 FM. And Sabetha's having a good season, coming off a couple wins themselves, so I'm sure one that you're hoping to kind of really stay sharp and keep playing well here with postseason now just a little around the corner.
Yeah, Sabetha's the story of the league as far as I'm concerned. I mean, the turnaround they've had, and you saw it coming last year. They were so young but still talented, and obviously have a Hall of Fame coach there to, you knew would turn it around for him. So if I'm not mistaken, I think if they win, we share the league title. So, we're playing to get it outright, and they're playing to get a piece of it. But, we want to keep it to ourselves this year, and so we're going to be focused and come out and hopefully get a big win.
Game against Silver Lake, a non-league game next Tuesday as well for Royal Valley before competing in that Silver Lake sub-state. We'll talk more and look ahead to the postseason next week, Coach. Best of luck, and we'll see you on Friday.
All right, thank you.
Coach Brown of the Royal Valley Boys, the Panther Locker Room Chats, are sponsored by Holton Community Hospital and Hoyt Family Medicine.